Hello and welcome to the Sport 360 Football Podcast. I'm Mark Lomas, and all this week we're talking transfers. Today, it's the turn of Serie A. Later on in the show, we're going to be joined by Adam Digby, Sport 360's Serie A Italian football correspondent. But first, I'm delighted to be joined by a man more headstrong than Carlos Tevez in a miner's helmet.
They get better and better.
Barney Reed.
Buongiorno.
Very good. You're getting better as well with those, you know, the greetings as well.
Yeah, the accent's being accentuated as well.
Very impressed with that. We're talking Serie A transfers today, Barney. As always, we're going to start with the champions, the reigning champions, Juventus. Incredible season for them last season. Many people didn't think that was going to happen after Allegri took over from Antonio Conte in a quite rushed way at the beginning of last season. But they got all the way to the Champions League final, won Serie A again, won the Coppa Italia. So, I mean, how do you build on that? Well, they've tried. They've made a few transfers. They've brought in a few new faces. Mandzukic in, Dybala in. Let's look first at Mandzukic. A little bit, you know, itchy feet. He's moved around quite a lot in the last few years, hasn't he? What do you think of that as a signing?
Well, with Tevez going out the door, and they have brought in, like you say, Dybala and some younger forwards.
Just thought that pun isn't going to work very well. Mario Mandzukic in a miner's helmet, I'll have to do next time, because Tevez isn't even there anymore.
Yeah, that's the point, yeah.
But, sorry, continue, Mandzukic.
I think after Tevez went, Mandzukic, the experience that he brings to the side will be vital. As you said, itchy feet, but he hasn't stopped scoring over the course of those moves, and done it across the leagues, all in the Champions League. I think he'll be a great signing for them. Alongside, is it Dybala, Simeone Zaza as well, youngster from Sassuolo. I think alongside them, he'll be very good and very reliable.
And two signings a bit further back as well, Sami Khedira and Roberto Pereira. Again, to me, it seems Khedira is an excellent signing for Juventus on paper.
In free transfer, they'd have had to pay a signing on fee, but nothing in the region of what he would have cost. And with Pirlo going, absolutely brilliant piece of business. If they then end up losing maybe Vidal or Pogba as well, Khedira will ease that worry so much more.
In the beard stakes, I mean, not quite Andrea Pirlo
not
levels
quite,
a
no.
beard, but you know, there is a beard there.
There so. Is a beard, yeah.
Obviously, Tevez leaving is a huge blow. Tevez going back on a free transfer to Boca Juniors. How much do you think he'll be missed? He's had a real big impact on them the last few years.
Huge impact. You saw it last year, just when they needed him, he was scoring goals. And what he brings, not only as a footballer, which is an immense ability, but also his work rate and his work ethic on a football pitch, that is very, very hard to replace. And they probably won't be able to replace that, if you're being honest. But I think the goals, they'll generally be able to replace. Most top strikers will have a field day in Serie A these days, in terms of goals. It will be that desire and that willingness to go the extra mile that I think they'll miss most out about Tevez.
Of course, another huge miss for Juventus will be Angelo Agbonna going to West Ham, and I'm going to speak to Adam Digby a little bit more about that. Which reminds me, it's time to speak to our good friend Adam, Sport 360's Italian football correspondent, and of course, you know, he knows a lot about Juventus. He's written a book about them. So, delighted to be joined by Adam Digby.
I think the chief among them for Serie A has to be Jeffrey Condoglio going to Inter. I think seeing them invest $35 million on a player with a lot of promise, who the clubs wanted, and who has such a bright future ahead of him, really says a lot about the direction that they're hoping to head for next season. I think Paolo Dybala to Juve, hoping that the 21-year-old Argentinian can fill in, following the footsteps of his compatriot Carlos Tevez at Juventus, is another one. They're really going to need a lot from him. I think the other strikers that Juve have signed, the likes of Mario Mandzukic and Simone Zaza, are all very similar. And Dybala is the one player who offers something a little bit different and can hope to bring some of the creativity that Tevez added to that side. I would say the move for Mirko Valdifiore of Empoli going to Napoli. He's obviously a player who was essential to Maurizio Sarri's Empoli, and he will be hoping that he can do the same at Napoli with the coach moving there as well this summer.
Great. Let me just bring you back to Dybala, because, I mean, obviously, you look down the list of transfers so far, and there's some big money ones that leap out you there, and most noticeably, Juve and Milan both shelling out €50 million on new strikers. Out of those players that have arrived, Dybala, Mandzukic, Carlos Bacca to Milan, and also Bertolacci as well, who do you think will prove to be the best signing of that quartet?
I think probably Mandzukic. You look at, he was only 20 million. He's proven Champions League goal scorer. Obviously, he's had some problems in the past, hence the quick moves away from Bayern Munich and then from Atletico Madrid as well. But Juve have proven over the past few seasons with the likes of Tevez and a couple of other players as well that they really are the perfect environment to get rid of that. I think you see players like Gigi Buffon having been so professional, and the whole atmosphere at Juve being so very different to many other clubs. I think he should settle in right away, and obviously he brings all the qualities that Juve need there.
Looking across the board in Serie A, who do you think has done the best business so far? Which club?
I think, again, as much as it's easy for me to say, I think you would have to say Juve. They've lost Pirlo and Tevez, but they've brought in some, as you mentioned, some quality players already. And it really covered the gaps that they had very quickly. They're pretty much done in terms of transfer business already, and we're not even 2 weeks into the transfer window being open. I think as much as you look at some of the headline-grabbing signings at Milan and at Inter, those clubs are so far behind Juventus, even before this summer started, and Juve have made their changes and spent their money before we even get to August. So I think they're in the driving seat to start with, and they've only reinforced their position over the past few weeks.
An interesting exit that I saw from Juventus was Angelo Agbona to West Ham. Does that make sense to you, that signing?
I don't know about make sense. He's certainly surplus to requirements at Juve. Moving from a back three to a back four obviously lessens the need for reinforcements in central defence. Juve have already got four central defenders ahead of Agbona, who really, the one problem he's had over the past two seasons has been concentration. And I think Luke not being a regular first-team player has really only added to that. We never really saw the issues arise at Torino, and it seemed to be more to do with not playing every week rather than the step-up in intensity and pressure. So I think going to West Ham, where you would imagine at the price that he's cost them, he would be a regular member of the side. And he always seemed much more comfortable in a back four as well. So I think, no, not surprising. And he could turn out to be a very, very good buy for West Ham.
And my final question is, looking ahead, obviously there's still plenty of time left in the transfer window, so what sort of transfers can we expect over the next couple of weeks, two to 6 weeks until the transfer window closes? Who have been some of the most interesting rumours, either in and out of Serie A?
I think the rumours obviously are going to continue with Pirlo and, with Pogba and Vidal leaving Juve. Juve and the players themselves have shown no inclination of wanting to leave this summer, so I think they're always going to carry on. I think one of the two interesting situations I'd really keep a close eye on over the next few weeks would be Napoli, where Aurelio De Laurentiis was recorded saying yesterday he was asked by a fan at their pre-season camp if he would sell Higuain, and his response was, "I wish with 90 million I could buy 8 new players," and obviously Arsenal have been one linked with Higuain, so I think he's certainly one who could move on, which would then in turn lead to Napoli spending that money on other players. And I think Inter as well, it should be more exits than arrivals there. They've got 32 players, and Serie A and obviously European move now at a 25-man first-team squad. So they've got 7 players they need to move on. And I think if somebody was to make a big bid for the likes of Mateo Kovacic or Hernandez, they might look to shift either one of those. And obviously, Shaqiri, who's been linked with Stoke, seems to be a player who's headed for the exit as well. So they're definitely a club to monitor in the next month or so.
Thanks very much there to Adam Digby, Sports 360 Serie A correspondent, and of course, author of Juventus, A History in Black and White. Always loves to talk about Juventus, as Adam. There's a few other clubs, of course, who have done big business in the transfer window. He touched upon them a little bit there. AC Milan being one of them. New boss, Sinisa Mihajlovic. That was probably a terrible pronunciation of his first name, but we'll go with it. Mihajlovic, let's just call him Mihajlovic.
Yeah.
they brought in Carlos Bacca. That's the one that sort of, you know, strikes out most to me, as well as Luis Adriano, of course. Brand new strikers, brand new front line. What do you think of those two?
As you say, Bacca is the one that really stands out. He is a superb striker, I think. Very, very impressed with him. Like we were saying about Tevez, I think that drive, that willingness to run, the pressure of put defenders under, I think that's what he'll really bring to the side.
So that Pitbull-esque quality, yeah, to him. Yeah, I remember what I saw him in the Europa League final against Benfica a couple of years ago, and he'd scored a lot during that season. Didn't score in the final, but as you said, work rate was absolutely second to none, really.
That very South American attribute, it seems. Yeah, yeah, I think he'll be proved to be a great signing. 20 goals in La Liga last year. He's going to go to Serie A, and hopefully, I think he'll absolutely love it out there. You look at their front line, though, and what he's added to, what they've added to in their forwards. I mean, a list here of their front line: El Shaarawy, Honda, Matri, Menez, Niang, Suso, Cersei, and then you add to that Bacca and Adriano. They have an absolute plethora of forwards.
You feel that some of those are surely going to be sold.
Surely,
I think El Shaarawy's been linked, hasn't he, away, but they can't possibly service all those big names up top.
It would, well, they need another 30 games in the season, I think, to keep them all happy.
So with that in mind, do you think Milan can challenge? Are we going to expect a little bit of a better season from them this year?
I think you can expect better than 10th place last year. It's a funny old thing in Serie A this year. A lot of the clubs are spending, which they haven't done in recent years. And Milan, I think if they can now add maybe another defender and another midfielder, I think they'll be just about there. They shouldn't be troubled with lack of goals next season, that's for sure.
I can totally understand why they've hired someone like Mihajlovic as well, who's got a reputation, a very steely reputation, as he was on the pitch. And I think that makes a lot of sense. He really needs to kick them into life, doesn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think, as you say, I mean, you look at Milan over the last few years and they've looked a spent force. Nothing like the Milan that you've come to know over the last 20, 30 years of watching football. But they, at the moment, I think they're in a better place, definitely. Good investment this year. I think they're still a couple short of challenging at the top. There's some way off Juve, I still think. I think a lot of clubs are in Serie A.
Let's watch this space, shall we? Barney, thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers.
Thanks also to Adam Digby, of course, as well. Of course, we want to hear your views on all things transfers at Sport360 on Twitter, #360fans, #360transfers, on Serie A, Liga and Bundesliga, and we've still got Premier League and La Liga to come this week as well. That's all for now, but join us again tomorrow.